CRJ230, this is the week 15 podcast, and as I promised in the last few weeks, this is the last working week as far as new content. There'll be some things that you'll do for your final next week, week 16, that essentially are for your benefit, but you know, things that you're going to have to work through, and I want you to think about. It sort of brings the whole class together in the sense that it reminds you and hopefully prompts you as to what you learned and how you're going to use it in your respective careers. Hopefully you recall that a long time ago I said that eventually we would get to this culmination where we end focusing on more of the tech aspects of evidence. In particular, we're going to look at cell phone searches, and this area involves, you know, cell phones, computers, tablets, what have you, smartwatches. We have all these things that collect data on everything we do. And in a large sense, it's those things have replaced a lot of the types of documentary evidence, especially, that we relied on in the past. Some of you may have already moved on completely from most of those sorts of things. I had a conversation with my mother the other day. My mother is, she'll be 78 years old. And I help her with a lot of things, and my sisters help her, and my brother helps her with a lot of things, and including her bills and her banking and all those things that used to be paper but are now not paper. And when I show her on her phone how she can track her checkbook as opposed to trying to worry about why it's not balancing on paper, and of course you want to double check what the bank says you have in your bank account, but my particular bank, I use my debit card, and before I walk out the door, it's showing up on my app, on my phone, in my account. And that's the world we live in. And so evidence has changed. So I have you, for this week, read the landmark case of Riley versus California. And then an article that I linked regarding cell phone searches. Please take the time to read these materials. If you have not done so, stop this podcast and come back to it and go and read those things, because you're not going to understand fully what I'm trying to get you to look at here and focus on as you do your last of your case research. And this week you're looking for a criminal case that discusses at length an issue related to cell phone use or searches of information contained thereon, including any related computer-generated or web-based evidence. So it can be the cloud. It's not as much going to be a hard drive anymore. It can be anything electronic, okay? So if you haven't read that article, and then Riley versus California, stop, go do it, and then come back to this point. Now, you've heard me use these terms before, but I'm going to say it again for the sake of repetition, for the sake of you understanding your role. Some of you will appear first on scene to preserve evidence. That evidence could be electronic, surveillance cameras, cell phones, video taken on, computers, whatever it may be. You may be the first on scene, and your job is to preserve that evidence, just like you would preserve the smoking gun found next to the victim. Others of you may arrive to gather or process that evidence. Some of you may be called on to analyze that evidence. you may be that person who really right now has those tech skills, or you intend to get those tech skills, or this is an area that you really dabble in. And maybe if you dabble in this area, if you understand how this technology works in particular, and if you really understand how these things operate, and especially if you understand all of the tech aspects of any of these things, man, there's an open door for you. And there's a lot of need for people who can handle that tech part of evidence. So it's a good thing. And then some of you will be involved in processing and presenting all those things that were done to that evidence prior to getting to the point of going to court and being presented as evidence for court purposes. As I've emphasized many times over the past few weeks, you should keep in mind your role, you should keep in mind your place. You need to keep in mind your task. What is your part in this evidence? Was it to protect it on scene? Was it to gather it safely, securely documented on scene? Was it to process it in some way or evaluate it? Or was it to take all the things that have been done before and figure out how you're going to use that evidence in court or refute that evidence if you work for the defense? What you do and how you approach your job could very well help or hinder an investigation, a subsequent arrest, or an attempt at conviction. Or, if you're working for the defense, the ability to prevent a conviction if not warranted, if unjust. This is duly noted in the cases that you're going to present this week. When it comes to the continuing evolution of electronic evidence, the general principles of evidence don't change. But the technology processes and the methods of obtaining, securing, and keeping that evidence in custody and intact change rapidly. And you know this. You know, some of you may remember thumb drives. Some of you may be young enough that you don't know what I'm talking about. You know how quickly the speed, the storage space, the different methods of storing this data, and the security issues that come with it, how quickly all of that changes. It changes rapidly. In the end, it's about documenting and having someone competent to testify about each stage of the discovery, the collection, and the preservation of that electronic evidence right up to the date the evidence is offered to prove or refute the charges being tried in court. None of that changes. You still have to write a report and document everything you did and any part of your role with that piece of evidence. And eventually someone who's competent to testify is going to be testifying about that particular thing. So just because it's electronic doesn't mean it's not similar or dealt with in the same manner, in the same way, for its ultimate purpose, presentation in court, to prove or refute the charges that are brought. As I believe will be noted in the various cases that you present this week, there'll be a discussion of chain of custody, the ability to authenticate evidence, No, those are issues that we see in every hearing, trial, criminal or civil. For paralegal students, it's imperative that you are sure the chain of custody exists and you line up the testimony necessary to allow evidence within that chain to be authenticated. For the crime scene and criminal justice personnel, it's going to be imperative that you keep a consistent process from collection to storage to trial. Being prepared to authenticate that chain just as you would in any other case. Being prepared to authenticate that evidence as requested through your reports, documentation, and testimony. Nothing changes because it's electronic here. Nothing changes. In criminal cases, this is the most frequent and important issue regarding evidence you will encounter in your daily existence. So, you do what? And hopefully by this point, you ought to be able to recite back to me what you need to do. You know the law. You carry out your respective duties according to the law. You make sure you follow the law. This is your week 15 podcast. You got to listen to me one more time. Put your time and focus in on this week's material and on this assignment. Do it like it matters because it does. You have one final assignment coming for week 16, I'm sorry. That's a shortened week. It's essentially your final exam. It's not difficult in the sense that I'm not asking you to memorize and spit back principles of law. You should know how to find this law at this point. You should know how to process the law at this point. And I believe if you're still with me, you do. What we're going to focus on next week is kind of tying it all together and how you will use that ability. I hope you're healthy. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you unplugged. I appreciate you. One more week after this, people, so kick it up a notch. Bring the focus, and let's finish this out.